Hey y'all, welcome to the Lead Her Ship podcast. I'm Brittany Howard, a mama of six and top leader of a multi-million dollar team, and I love to talk about leadership topics that maximize our impact in our homes, relationships, and in the marketplace as we endeavor to juggle all of our responsibilities well. This podcast is for Christian mamas who either are leaders in network marketing or who aspire to be. I have coached a lot of people to the six-figure level and beyond, and I'm going to share with you here what I share with my team that has helped us build this business with a long-term focus in mind and have very meaningful relationships throughout the journey. We're going to dive into the emotions and thoughts that come with building a business. We're going to deal with relationship dynamics that come with leading a team, especially when your team happens to be your actual friends. We're going to discuss ways to help your team catch the bigger vision with you and how to coach them to success. And we're going to do it all through a biblical lens. Okay, so on the last episode, we talked about the five qualities of a six-figure earner, which were they know where they're headed, they are action takers, they are learners, they don't quit because it feels hard or because they made a mistake or experienced adversity of some sort, and they know where they need accountability in order to perform well, and they seek it out. So those are some qualities and characteristics that I observe about people who make that amount of money. And today, I want to talk about the habits that six-figure earners, particularly six-figure earners in network marketing, have. What are the things that they actually do consistently that yields them that result of a six-figure income? Habits are so interesting to me, y'all. The thing about habits is that they are just choices. And they're choices that really matter because the quality of your habits is going to determine the quality of your life. A habit is something that you do. It's the action that you take over and over and over, most of the time without even having to really think about it. That is a habit. I love that quote that says, people don't determine their future, they determine their habits, and their habits determine their future. So very true. So I love to study the habits of highly successful people. And the good thing about habits is that, again, they're a choice. And so if I study the habits of highly successful people, or study the habits of someone who has achieved or accomplished something that I also would like to or aspire to achieve or accomplish, then I can just implement the same habits they implemented and get a similar result. Now, last week we talked about qualities or characteristics, and habits are not the same thing as your character or your characteristics. However, your habits are the building blocks of your qualities or your characteristics. You become what you repeatedly do. And so that's what we are talking about today. If you want to be a six-figure earner in network marketing in particular, what are the things that you need to repeatedly, consistently do? What is the actual action that will lead to that result? We had a guest speaker on our team call last night, another top leader from my company, Jill Renfro. Shout out to Jill because she crushed it. But the title of the call was Habits Are Greater Than Hustle. And I could not agree more. And I think another way of saying that is consistency beats intensity. Oftentimes we think that in order to achieve massive success, that it is going to require massive amounts of time or massive amounts of work that we put in, and that's not necessarily true. Because I know plenty of people who have put in massive amounts of time and massive amounts of work, but have not hit a six-figure income level. The truth of the matter is, in order to achieve massive success, what it requires is massive consistency. Because consistency eventually compounds. which means your efforts don't just add up when you do them consistently. They actually multiply exponentially, eventually, if you maintain a level of consistency. So consistency does, in fact, beat intensity. If you want speed, you can add intensity to your consistency, but let me fairly warn you that if you try to add intensity before you have nailed the consistency, you won't get very far before you get tired and then you stop being consistent. And one last thing I want to remind you of before I jump into telling you what the actual habits you need to have are if you want to earn six figures in network marketing. Remember how we've talked about the number one success indicator is belief that it can be done. And the number two success indicator is prioritization of the right activities, the activities that will actually move the needle forward. So I'm reminding you of that because I want you to know that the things you need to be consistent with need to be the right things. They need to be the actual needle movers. They need to be key drivers in your business. And there's really only a few of them. Often, we can get distracted from keeping the main thing as the main thing. But like Tony Robbins says, success is not about doing 5,000 different things well. Success is doing the right things well 5,000 times over. Okay, so what are the habits of people who earn six figures or more in network marketing? Well, if I was starting all over again and going to create another six-figure stream of income in my network marketing biz, which, for the record, that's exactly what I'm planning to do, but I would do the same things that I did the first time I created a six-figure stream of income in my network marketing biz. And I cannot promise a timeline for how long this would take to hit that six-figure level, but I am saying this is the path. These are the habits. These are the actions that you need to take consistently, over and over and over. And you need to get really good at them. Okay, first daily habit that you need to have if you want to earn six figures in your network marketing business is generating leads. Now, there are a lot of different ways that you can generate leads for your business. And this is generally true in really in any sales business. You're going to have to generate leads. A lead is just like a potential prospect for you, okay? There's a lot of different ways you can do that. For most of us, we're going to generate leads through our social media content. Now, social media is not the only way that you can generate leads for your business. It's how most of us in network marketing do it these days, but it's definitely not the only way. Any way that you can meet people is a way to generate leads for your business. So that could be meeting people at work, meeting people at the gym, meeting people in your homeschool community, at church, or wherever else you might go. Maybe even meeting people while you're shopping. However you meet people, that is how you can generate leads. By connecting with people, building relationships, and figuring out how you can serve those people with your products or your services. When I started my network marketing business, I was homeschooling my five kids and leaving my house. I just didn't do that a whole lot. I truly didn't. And so generating leads through social media was definitely my go-to method because I didn't have to leave my house and it was something that I could do with my kids in tow. And it was also something that I really enjoyed. I've always enjoyed connecting with people through social media, and I've always enjoyed creating content for social media. Now, the way we do that now is definitely different than when I first started, but the principles are still the same. So whether you are meeting people in person or you are meeting people online, the habit that you are going to have daily is generate leads, which is potential prospects for your business. So if you are doing that on social media, that means that you need to post on your feed every single day. That has to be a daily habit. And you also need to be in your stories every single day. Your content needs to serve your audience in some way. Now, this is not going to be a social media training. I'm just here to tell you what action to take, not here to tell you today how to take that action or how to get good at that thing. But just know that that is something that you will have to do daily and you will have to learn how to do it well. So if you are using social media to generate leads for your business and market your products and market your opportunity, then you need to post quality content daily on your feed and in your stories. Okay, the second daily habit that you need to have if you aspire to earn six figures in network marketing is you need to invite new people to take a look at your products or your business opportunity. This is not a connect message or a relationship building message or making a new friend in person. This is not making a post about your products on social media or your business opportunity on social media. This is an actual new conversation about your products or your opportunity with someone that you have never talked to about your products or opportunity before. Now, if this person strikes up the conversation with you, perfect. You can count that as a new conversation, a new invite. But at the end of the day, you should not go to bed until you have hit your minimum number of new people, new conversations that you have had about your products or your business opportunity. You are the only one who gets to decide your minimum number. You need to figure out what you can commit to based on the season that you are in. My recommendation is that your minimum number be what you know that you can be committed to even on your craziest, most chaotic days. And the reason why I say that's the method by which you should choose your own minimum number that you're going to aim for daily is really to protect your confidence. There will be days where you feel like you can do way more than the minimum that you have set for yourself, but there will also be days where you feel like you can't do any except for the minimum that you have set for yourself. And if the minimum that you set for yourself is too high and you can continually miss that number, then it hurts your confidence. It hurts your belief in yourself. The way to build confidence and build belief in yourself, the number one way to do that is to keep promises to yourself. So it is more effective and strategic for the long term for you to start with a realistic minimum number based off of what you know you could consistently commit to even on your most chaotic, crazy days. And you may not think that a smaller number is going to yield results, and maybe it won't at first, but it's just like implementing any new habit. It takes time to see the fruit of a new habit, and it definitely takes time for the results to compound. So for example, let's just say I have a friend named Susie who is so excited and proud of herself because she lost 15 pounds in 3 months by walking an hour every single day. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I want to lose 15 pounds. Walking an hour a day, I could probably do that. I'm doing it. I'm gung-ho. I'm committed. That's the time when I will listen to my audiobooks or I will catch up on my favorite podcast or call my mom and catch up with her. I'm going to use that time to be productive and I'm going to use that time to reach my health and fitness goals. And I'm committed to an hour a day. If I happen to be the type of person who has never regularly carved out time for exercise, how long do you think that commitment to an hour a day is going to last. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, but then the dog is going to have an emergency vet visit. The toddler is going to get a stomach bug. One kid is going to come to you and inform you of a project that they have due tomorrow. Things are just going to come up, right? And if I am the type of person who's never intentionally carved out time for exercise before, then it is so very easy to let the urgent impose upon that hour commitment that I had made to myself. And then what's going to happen to my confidence if that happens multiple times is I'm going to start doubting myself and think, well, there's just no way I can do it. My life is just not as easy as Susie's life. There's no way I can do an hour a day. So therefore, I'll probably just never reach my goals because I can't do what Susie did. Now, let's just say that instead of committing to an hour a day, I know that it is actually realistic for me to do 15 minutes a day of walking, even on my most chaotic days. Do you think I could easily keep that commitment for a solid month? Absolutely. And if I did keep that 15 minutes a day commitment every single day for a solid month, what do you think happens to my confidence at the end of that month? And what do you think happens to my commitment? I will likely feel more confident that I am on my way to reaching my goals. I will trust myself to keep the commitment to myself in the future because I have evidence now to prove that I can, in fact, keep a commitment to myself. And I may even start to think, you know what? 15 minutes a day was really manageable. I think I could easily add 5 or 10 minutes more. Maybe this next month, I'm going to commit to doing 25 minutes a day. Now, at the end of month one, with my 15-minute a day commitment, do I see a lot of fitness results? Probably not. But do I have mindset results? Absolutely. And the mindset is 80% of the battle, right? Because if I commit to that hour a day in month one and it only lasts for 2 weeks before I just completely quit and give up, then am I actually better off at the end of month one if I've already quit than if I had just committed to what I knew I could stay consistent with even on my craziest days? And if in month two, I commit to walking 25 minutes a day, that is likely going to stretch me a little bit. And I'm going to have some things come up that feel urgent. But since I already have established the habit and I am confident that I can keep a commitment to myself, then I am more likely to figure it out and keep my commitment. So then imagine what happens by the end of month two. Not only am I feeling even more confident, but I'm also probably noticing results at this point. And since progress is the greatest human motivator, then because I'm excited about my progress, I'm motivated to make even more progress. And so in month three, I then commit to 30 minutes a day. See how just setting that minimum just builds not only your results, but also your confidence. And this is 80% mindset. It's only 20% skill set. So what you're thinking and your level of confidence behind your commitment, especially a commitment to yourself, it's vitally important to your long-term success. Now, at the end of month three, have I lost as much weight or gotten as much results as my friend Susie, who was walking an hour a day for 3 months straight? Probably not. But does that mean that I won't get there at some point? No. It may have taken me a little longer, but that is not an indicator of where myself or Susie are going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, and so on. And the fact of the matter is, Susie was in a different season of life than I was in, and that's okay. I can still reach my goals because consistency compounds. If Susie is in a season where she can add intensity to her consistency to create speed, great for Susie. I am so happy for her and I am cheering her on. In the meantime, I'm going to trust the Lord with the season that I am in and what I know that I can commit to. And I'm going to be diligent and I'm going to be consistent. So the point is, you need to set a minimum number for yourself that you know you're not going to bed at night until you have hit this minimum number of new people that you have invited to take a look at your products or your business before you fall off to sleep. Okay, third daily habit for people aspiring to earn six figures in network marketing: follow up. You must follow up with people that you have had conversations about your products or opportunity with previously who have not joined yet. The fortune is in the follow-up. It is a fact that it takes an average of 8 to 12 exposures or layers of information before someone will make a purchase decision. So if you are consistently inviting people to take a look at what you got going on, but you don't follow up, or you do follow up, but you stop following up after like four or five times, then you are merely loosening the jar for someone else. You know how you struggle so hard to open the pickle jar and it won't open, and you get out like the handle of a fork and you like beat the sides of the lid and you're trying so hard to get it open and it won't open, and then you hand the jar to your husband and say, "Will you open this for me, please?" And then he just like gently moves it and it's like pops right open so effortlessly, and then you just say, "I loosened it up for you." Well, that's exactly what you're doing with your prospects if you are inviting them to take a look at what you're offering, but you're not following up. You are loosening the jar for someone else because they're going to join. They're going to join. They all do. If you follow up, they're going to join you. But if you don't, they're going to join someone else. So you have to follow up. Now, I advise that you follow up with skill, because the goal here is not to bug people or be pushy. That is definitely not the business we want to be in. So do it with skill, but do it. And again, you set your minimum number for follow-ups, but don't go to bed until you have followed up. All right, now out of the four pillars, those first three habits that I listed, those are daily habits, and those all go under the customer acquisition or the recruiting pillar. The fourth six-figure habit that you need to have is to serve your customers well. So that goes under the retention pillar. And you know how in different business models, there's always different parts or aspects to a business that have to get done in order for the business to run smoothly? Like, for example, in a restaurant, you have the wait staff, and then you also have your cook staff, and then you have the management, and you need all of those working together and at the same time in order for the customers to be served well, right? Okay, well, in this business model, there are different aspects of your business too. So most people understand that they have to show up for the recruiting aspect of their business because that's our sales, right? Like, that keeps our business afloat. That's how we make dollar bills. But a lot of people neglect to show up for the retention part of their business. They get the customer, but then they fail to do the work to keep the customer or keep the customer happy. So depending on how many customers or new business builders you have in your organization, this may or may not be a daily task for you, but it definitely needs to be a consistent task. Now, all of us know the obvious customers that we have are product users, right? But sometimes we don't think about the fact that when we sell someone a business opportunity, that person who comes into our organization who wants to make money because we've casted vision for them and told them that this is possible for them, that's actually a customer for us too. And we need to be providing good support for those new business builders as well. So that could look like a solid onboarding system or whatever other support you want to provide. But you definitely want to do what you can to help that person reach their goals. And that does not mean do the work for them. It just means support them through their efforts. Remove as much friction for them as you can. And again, today is not really about how to do those things. Today is about just the fact that you need to do those things. Okay, the fifth six-figure habit that you need to have is create workers under your workers. Now, that is definitely a skill, and that goes under the duplication and leadership pillars. And it's not a matter if you can or cannot learn that skill. It's a matter if you are or are not willing to learn that skill and get out of your comfort zone to do what it takes to do this well. Or to do what it takes to learn how to do this well if you don't feel like you're currently good at it. The magic of this business is in the duplication. Creating business builders under your business builders is the path to freedom. It's also how you keep your business builders very excited. When people ask me, how do I motivate my team? Do I need to do a giveaway? Do I need to offer an incentive? And my answer is always the same. If you want your business builders to be motivated and excited, help them develop a business builder. Because there ain't nothing more exciting than having somebody on your team who wants this as bad as you want it. So just some quick tips on different ways that I create business builders under my business builders. I do events. Sometimes it's a launch event in person. Sometimes it's a webinar that I'm hosting that I will allow my team to invite their prospects to. And when I can get in front of my people's people, that helps them create business builders. Because when they bring their prospects to me to hear a presentation, my energy, my enthusiasm, and my belief in what I am presenting, all of that is contagious. So events, whether they are in-person events or online events like a webinar, very effective. The skill there would be to teach your people how to effectively invite and get people to attend. Another method that I have used to create business builders under my business builders are three-way calls. So my level one brings me a prospect who is open to hearing a little more about the opportunity, or it could be products. When I first started, I would do this to help my level ones get customers as well. As I have scaled, I have had to limit that to just people who are interested in the opportunity. But three-way calls have been very effective for me because I can connect with the person, hear what their objections might be, overcome those, and then cast vision about what's possible. So those have really helped me create some business builders under my business builders. And I like those because my level one listens the whole time and they learn how to do what I'm doing and how to talk to people about the opportunity and how to overcome objections and cast vision, all of those things by listening to me do it. And after they've listened to me do it several times and realize it's really the same process over and over and over, then they learn how to duplicate that with their own downline. And then another way that you can help your business builders create business builders is through simply training them how to do it. And if you need training videos on how to create business builders, there are plenty of good ones on my YouTube channel. And a lot of the leaders on my team have created really good training videos about this skill as well. You can find the link to my YouTube channel in the show notes of this podcast. Okay, so this habit of creating workers under your workers, that may or may not be a daily habit for you, depending on how many business builders you currently have working on your team. If you don't currently have business builders on your team, then your time needs to be spent creating business builders on your team. And then once you have those business builders, then you can add in these other things accordingly, supporting them to reach their goals by helping them create business builders on their team. Okay, so far, these five habits I've listed out, they are all four pillars related. But there's one more that I need to share with you that is super important, and you might already have an inkling as to what it could be. Because I say it on repeat, but you have to have a habit of learning. And yes, that one needs to be daily. Now, don't confuse habits with skills, okay? They're related, but they're not the same thing. Habits are the actual actions that you need to take over and over and over. But if you have skills to do the habits well, then, and only then, do you get the results that you want. So here is the process or the cycle of success. Make a plan, execute the plan, review and see what worked and what didn't, and then you make a new plan. You repeat the whole thing over and over. Plan, do, review. That's what Eric Worre says. That is the cycle of success. So you're going to take the action habitually, right? You're going to form the habits, do the things, and then you are going to review, evaluate, analyze what worked, what went well, what produced results, and what didn't. Make tweaks and changes as needed. Make a new plan. Execute the plan. And again, review what worked, what didn't. And you keep doing that over and over and over and over. And that is the cycle that leads to success. So those first five habits that I listed, they're all income producing activities, okay? But this sixth one of learning, it's not directly income producing, but it definitely makes the income producing activities more income producing. It will make your habits bring better results. It will make you more effective if you will take the time to learn. And you need to learn every day because there are skills that you need to learn. There's a lot to learn in this business. Now, it's one of the highest paid professions in the world, network marketing is. It does not require a college degree in order to be paid well, but it does require you to learn some skills. So if you are taking the actions over and over and over, and you're not getting the results that you want, but then you just keep taking the same actions over and over and over, and not learning from what is not producing results and making it better going forward so that when you do take the action, you do get results. Isn't that like the definition of insanity or something? Like when you do something over and over and expect different results? Let's not do that. Let's instead have a daily habit of learning. Way easier. And you know what else? If you are taking action over and over and over, you are going to be learning along the way just through sheer experience. But you could really shorten that learning curve by reading a book, watching a training video, learning from somebody who is already getting the results that you want, taking a course. There are lots of good ones out there, but there are some skills you're going to need to learn, okay? You're going to need to learn some marketing skills, and maybe even social media marketing. If you are building your business on social media, like most of us are, you're going to need to learn some sales skills, like how to find leads, how to invite effectively, how to overcome objections, how to follow up, how to close the deal. You're going to need to learn some retention skills. So that would be like customer service skills. You're going to need to learn some leadership skills. You're going to need to learn along the way. So make learning a daily habit. You don't have to spend a ton of time doing it. Just again, commit to the habit, You are the one who sets the minimum for you based off the season that you are in. Just make sure that you have a minimum and that this is a habit if you are serious about wanting to earn six figures and beyond. Okay, so let's close today with some questions for reflection. Since success isn't about doing 5,000 different things well, success is doing the right things well 5,000 times over, what are the right things for you that will get you to your goal? List them all out and be very clear on what the right things are. Next question, what is your minimum daily commitment to the amount of new invites to take a look at your products or business opportunity and the amount of follow-ups that you can do every day, even on your craziest day? Next question, list all of the ways that you serve your product users and your new business builders well. Also, how frequently do you need to do this? Define what consistency in this area of your business means for you. Next question, what will you do consistently to create business builders under your business builders? What skills might you have to learn in order to be able to do that effectively? And last question for today, what is the number one thing that you need to learn right now in order to get to the next level in your business? I want you to pick one thing, because if you're trying to learn too many things at once, you're going to overload your brain and that's not going to be effective. So pick one thing, and then what are you going to do to go and learn it? And last thought for today, guys, there are so many great trainings and resources out there to help you learn the skills that are going to be necessary in order for you to reach your goals. And one that I can confidently recommend because I have personal experience with is Chic Influencer. Melanie Metro, who is actually one of the co-owners of Chic Influencer, is actually my business coach, and she is fantastic. So if you are already earning six figures and you're looking to scale beyond that, and you want a one-on-one coach, she is a great option. But if you're not ready to invest in one-on-one coaching and you just want some training to help you learn the network marketing skills that will get you to six figures and beyond, Chic Influencer just launched their collective and they offer annual memberships to that, which is fantastic, great value because they're throwing like lots of freebies in there. And they also offer a monthly option. And they gave me a discount code that I can offer you guys. So if you look in the show notes of this podcast, grab that discount code and then head over to their website and just check it out and see if it's something that you want to invest in because you need to cultivate that daily habit of learning. I am cheering you guys on as you implement these habits that are going to get you to six figures and beyond. So, was this helpful to you today? If it was, would you do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts? And it also means the world to me when you guys shout me out on social media and tag me. Your feedback is so valuable and so encouraging to me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this week, guys. See y'all next week.